Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government. Welcome, PITGO listeners, and thank you for tuning in. Today's topic is about local government, and I am going to go out on a limb and say that it's likely that most folks who do keep up with the work of the Board of Supervisors, as well as other boards and commissions, do so by attending a meeting in person or by tuning in online via Pennsylvania County's Facebook or YouTube channels. Others may not give it much thought until they receive a letter in the mail informing them that something is being proposed nearby, or, as we have all had recently, their property is being reassessed, and then the questions begin to arise. Often the board will take a vote on a major item, be it the budget, a new jail, a large housing development, and the vote may seem quick and pat to many who are watching, but that vote typically comes after what were often hours and even months of work by county staff who pool their expertise across a wide range of disciplines to provide the information and resources necessary for the board to make an informed decision. And it's the behind-the-scenes work that eludes most citizens, but being knowledgeable about what goes on behind the scenes can go a long way to create a well-informed group of citizens and give some perspective as to how their county leadership makes its decisions. That is why Pennsylvania County has created its Citizens Academy, Government 101. It is a fun and informative way to meet the county staff and constitutional officers who implement the decisions of both the board and the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the next session begins May 9th. So to give you, our listeners, an idea of what the Citizens Academy is all about, and to see if it might be something you are interested in, we are joined here today with Kathy Ramsey, who completed the county's initial pilot program held last November and December, and Emily Ragsdale, our Director of Community Development, who played a large role in the Citizens Academy last fall. So welcome to the program, Kathy and Emily.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we'll start with Kathy, since she was a real active participant in the Academy last fall. Can you tell our listeners what led you to sign up to participate in this program?
Good afternoon. What led me to sign up for the program is because I have been doing the experience of running for a local office. And when you run for a local office, it's important to know some things about your community, your county, that you may not have heard. And I know that we have a large county and we have a lot of programs. And I was just interested in trying to find out as much as I could about how they run and how that, what I can do to be a part of that process.
Okay, and how did you hear about the program? How did you find out about it?
I found out about the program. I did read about it. It was advertised. And then I called and I forget who I talked to about it, but I found out it through both the advertisement and what it was offering. And as a citizen born in Pennsylvania County, I wanted to make sure that I found out as much as I could about the way the things are done, why they're done that way, and then I can share with my community.
Okay. And so during this program, which in this case it was four sessions, what were some of the most important things that you learned, do you think, for you?
For me, I learned that they did a scenario on how to how you create a platform when you're going to maybe build a building or maybe you're going to have some type of economic development in your community, the steps that you go through in order to make sure that all areas are covered. It just doesn't start with here in Pennsylvania County, but a lot of other people are involved in the community, how they involve the community in preparing for economic development. So that was very important because I know in the district I live in, a lot of citizens are interested in having economic development.
And what district do you live in?
I live in the Bannister District. And some of the concerns there that are important to the citizens, we need to know how to explain to them what process that you go through. It's not a short-term process. It takes several years to even discuss it before it starts development.
Yeah, I should let our listeners know that during that particular program, the four-session one last fall, we took everyone through what county staff would go through to build a recreational center. And I think everybody learned that it is far more complicated than it seems on the surface. And a lot of times I think some of y'all were overwhelmed.
Yes.
So yes, that is one reason we're changing our session this next time. We're going to be more straightforward and give everyone a good overview of what nearly every department does in county government. What was the most fun part of the program for you, do you think?
The fun part of the program for me basically was the visual part, the part that each presenter, they talked about their program, but they also gave you opportunity to visualize in your mind as well as discussion part of it to take part in making it happen, or what would you do or what you think would could be done to make the program work. That was interesting to me.
Yeah. Now, why do you think this is an important program to offer to the community?
I think it's important to the community because sometimes we ask for things and when we get them, we don't participate in it. I think it's important that it's offered and that those of us that know it's going on to share it, not only just keep it to ourselves, share it with our community so they can really understand. Because sometimes if you understand why it's taking so long for a project to take place, you can be patient and you can understand that it doesn't happen overnight and that cooperation. And a lot of people collaborate to make it happen. Not one person can do it alone. They have to have a collaboration and cooperation to make sure everything's going to work effectively. And I think our community, especially I live in the Bannister, and I talk to a lot of people in the Bannister district that want certain things done, but it's a process. And if you offer these things and we let them know what's going on and to show up, maybe they'll understand that their patience would be better to kind of give the people that's in charge of making it happen enough time for it to be effective and productive.
So what I'm hearing is you really learn that these projects are so multifaceted that folks need to realize it's going to take a long time to do them.
It takes a long time, and one person alone cannot say, well, I'm going to make sure this happens, because you're working with more people. You're not working alone in the project. You have other people that's working along with you, and it takes time.
Okay. Now, Emily is our Director of Community Development, and her department has a good amount of interaction with the public during normal course of business anyway. She's often out in the field looking at various properties, new buildings, etc. During this Citizens Academy that we just completed this fall, how do you think it helped educate folks about what you do, what your department does, and how it fits into the overall work of the county?
I think that it gave residents an opportunity to interact with all county staff across the entire organization to understand why a lot of our processes work the way that they do and what governs a lot of the decisions that are made. I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, sometimes decisions that are made are governed by state code. And if it's state code, we don't have a lot of wiggle room, and there's not a lot of leeway that staff can take in certain areas. Also, giving citizens an opportunity to get involved and make sure that they are sharing opinions and sharing concerns and helping guide processes in ways that they should be involved, and they should be helping guide decisions and providing input. Just being involved in local government in general, you know, we have during the rezoning process or special use permit process or code amendments, we have public input for a reason. And a lot of times people think my voice doesn't matter, so I don't need to, it's a waste of my time to voice it. And that is definitely untrue. You know, if you don't share your opinions and you don't share your concerns, then there never will be change. So we want to make sure that people know how to get involved and know, you know, if you're interested in sitting on a board or commission, you know the process to be involved in that. And I think that this gave people the opportunity to realize what those opportunities are, how those opportunities can impact future decisions that are made, and really how to input themselves into the process where appropriate and where it's available.
Yeah, you say this gives them a few extra tools to let them see how the whole, how it all works as a whole?
Definitely. Going back to the program this time and how we focused on building a rec center, you know, that is a long process, and it starts way before people even realize that it will happen. And it touches just about every department in the county in some way, shape, or form. And so there's not one person making decisions. And then additionally, outside of the county, it's also governed by state agencies, you know, plans that have been done in the past, either internally by county staff or externally by consultants. All of these things are going to help shape and determine the outcome of whatever the project is. And I think it's important for people to understand that and know who they can contact if they have questions throughout the process, you know, what county departments can help them with various issues that they have, and just really being able to interact with staff on a more personal level instead of only when there's an issue or they have a concern. And I think that helps build relationships, and that helps people be more involved. And so I think this program just provided an opportunity for all of the above.
Very good. Thank you. Well said. Kathy, is there anything you want to add that you would tell your neighbor if you wanted to, you know, have them sign up for this? What would you tell them?
Yes, I would like to tell them that sometimes when you listen to other people explain things to you or why things are being done, you will get information, but it's best to get it firsthand if you can. And if it's a program that's being offered that you can come and learn about your local government, or learn about why people do what they do and ask questions, it gives you an opportunity to be involved and to take part in the decision making. Although it may not go your way, it'll give you a better understanding of why things happen the way they did. And I think that I'm going to encourage people from all the districts and to come in and just try to participate, ask questions, because somebody have the same question you might have, and you may not have the courage to ask it, but someone may ask it for you in that setting, and you will learn a lot. I learned a lot from it, and I hope I'll be able to participate in the next one and share my input, and it's just valuable. It's important to get involved in your local government. And I'm from a life, you know, I've been in Pennsylvania County all my life, and I always wanted to be a servant. And this is one way I can find out other ways I can be of service to the county and to my community by attending these programs. So it's very valuable.
Thank you, Kathy. And by the way, everybody, program is free, and there's snacks. So there's activities. And so it is a good time. And you do get to meet your fellow residents too, which is another added plus. So right now I want to give you some details on the next session. So if you are interested, you can sign up. This year's Citizens Academy will be held the second Thursday of each month from May through November. It will include presentations from numerous county department heads and constitutional officers, as well as a tour of selected facilities. We are also putting together some fun activities so participants can actively see how decisions are made. This year's Academy also includes a town hall during the last session to allow participants to ask questions about projects the county is currently working on. It should be fun and informative, and will also be a great way to meet other members of the community. So if you are interested in participating in this year's Citizens Academy, go to the county's website at www.pennsylvaniacountyva.gov and go under the Residents tab at the top of the homepage. Under that, find Citizens Academy 2024 and click the link. On that, you will find the schedule and all other important information, as well as a sign-up form. However, if you're just more comfortable using the phone, you can give me, Diana McFarland, Public Relations Manager, a call at 434-432-3575, or just email me at Diana, D-I-A-N-A, dot McFarland, M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-D, at pickgov.org. So hopefully you will all sign up and take part in this year's Academy, and hopefully it'll be a success. And I thank Kathy and Emily for joining me today to tell us their experience with the Academy. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-432-3575. 489-8739.